Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
This morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about something we're all called to and purpose. One of the purposes in our life and the expressions of our faith. And I would like to start off by doing this. I'd like you to turn to the person maybe on both sides of you or near you, and I'd like you to look at them and just say, "You were not meant to be an island." Come on. You are not meant to be an island unto yourself, where you are just kind of closed off from and separate from everyone else. We are called into relationship. Now, I know that personalities vary. And, you know, some personalities, they got to have people around them. And others, they don't really need people. And some of us fall in between there. And I know that there's moments that, you know, even those who want to be around people or feel they need people around them, I know there's still moments where, you know, I just like to go away on an island for a while. And so I know that that varies depending on, you know, some of our history, what has impacted us and, you know, influence the person we become. Some of it's just kind of a natural tendency. But regardless of where we're at on the spectrum, we can't use any of those things as an excuse not to be in relationship with people. And I want us to consider in a very specific way why, if we call ourselves a Christian, if we believe in Christ. And so I want us to look at a few scriptures this morning. First one I want us to look at is in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. And Jesus is speaking, and he says to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." Kind of hard to bring the good news to people if you're not with a people. You're not with a person. And we are called to bring good news, to share it, to talk about Christ, to talk about who he is, what he's done for us, what he's still doing for us, the value of this relationship that you have with him, to be able to share that with other people. Now, I don't want to do like a big commercial here or anything, but I want to suggest this to you. Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock, you know, we have our midweek service. But right now, for the next handful of weeks, we are doing a series. And it has to do with this very thing. It has to do with being light in this world, or a person who's a believer in Christ. And that light of Christ in us is to shine. And it's supposed to impact people around us. It's this whole thing we call evangelism. In other words, the sharing of good news. Now, that can be intimidating for a lot of people. It's not that you don't love the Lord, and it's not that you don't care about people. It's just that, you know, we've all discovered that what we have found is good news in Christ, not everybody wants to hear the good news. Or they don't know that it's good news. Or their past and their history have been so dark, or they have been mistreated, or they have seen compromise in those who, you know, proclaimed that they had good news. And they look at it and go, you know what, don't buy it, don't believe in it, don't want to hear it, or for whatever reason, you know, we have a zillion excuses or reasons or deductions of why we don't want to hear it. And so as one who carries good news and loves the Lord and knows we're called to evangelism and sharing who he is with the people around us, we get intimidated. I want you to know, you don't have to stand on a street corner and, you know, grab your Bible and preach the gospel. That is not the only way to reach people. And we are called to be connected, to be acquainted with, and to be around people. Now, we still need to have our private moments. I get that. We need to, you know, Jesus, we look at his life. He got alone from time to time. But he was with people. He went where people were so that he could bring the good news to people. And so we have, you know, he's found us. We heard the good news. We've responded in faith, and we call ourselves a Christian or a disciple or a devoted follower of Jesus. And so I want you to know that now, because of that, we have been called, commissioned, appointed to go be with people. Smile at me. I know people are sometimes a hassle. I get it. They're not always convenient. And yet, we look at the life of Jesus, and aren't you grateful that he was severely inconvenienced for you, for me? And so I want you to know that you are called, we are called together. This is not the job of just the evangelist or just the pastor. This is our commission as Christians. We have to be where people are. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. It says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. You remember the song, "This Little Light of Mine"? You know, I grew up as a Lutheran kid, so it seemed like we sang that every Sunday in Sunday school just about. And don't worry, I'm not going to sing it for you now. Too bad, right? Yeah. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand so it gives light to everyone in the house. And now Jesus transitions this and says, this principle, you don't shine a light to extinguish it or hide it. You light it for a purpose so that if it affects and impacts the people in the room and it has a practicality that they can see. He says, now in the same way, let your light, the light of God, the light of Christ in us, let that light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Once again, it calls us into relationship with people. The light is supposed to shine so that they can see your good deeds, the good things that you do and the good things that you say that have come because of the light of God and the faith in Christ in you. So here it is. We see, you know, that we're supposed to do good things, and our good deeds, they notice. And those plant seeds. They notice good deeds that they might come into faith and glorify God. The other is go and share and preach the good news. In other words, there's this talking and there's this showing. And you've heard me talk about the show and tell evangelism before. You know, we sometimes it's good deeds and they contrast to the darkness of this world and they bring light and people notice it. It can't just end there. We still need to tell them why we do good things or why they might see something good, and we get to tell them about Christ. And it's not about us. It's about allowing the light of Christ to shine through for the benefit of other people. You are not called to be an island unto yourself. You are called to go and be where people are. Psalm 96:3 says, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among the what? Among the what? The peoples. Among the people. Be with the people. Go be with people. Yesterday, I had the privilege of going to a meeting that, the type of meeting I have never been to before. And I was going to be an encouragement and a support to a person who is in a program, and they were sharing their testimony and their faith in Christ and how their life has transitioned, transformed, and continuing to transform. Now, I've never been to a meeting like this. I have relationship with a lot of people who go to these types of meetings, and I went, and I was so glad to be there and be an encouragement. And you know, I didn't know what I was walking into. I didn't know what it would be like. I didn't know if I would see other people there necessarily that I knew. Ran into a handful of people that I was acquainted with. And it was a marvelous time. I want to encourage you to go be with people in addition to the people that you already are connected with. What I mean by this is we are many times a creature of habit. You go to the same gas station. You go to the same stores. You drive the same route. You see the same people. And that's good. Okay? Repetitive interaction. The light shines. You continue to build relationship. More familiarity. But I don't want you to stop there. Add to your routine. Stop somewhere new in addition to maintaining the relationships and the stops that you already make. I want to encourage you to do that. Think of where you can do that. Maybe you need to drive a different route. Maybe you need to go 3 blocks out of your way. Maybe you need to go get a coffee somewhere else once in a while. Okay? Add. Because we have to be among the people. Listen, I want you to go to your block party. Or your neighbor's get-together. Well, of course, it'd be helpful if you were invited. You know, that would be kind of, you know, be an important little piece instead of just showing up uninvited and, you know, who's that guy or whatever. And invite people over or get connected. Listen, interact. Go to these parties. Go to these gatherings. You get an invitation to a baby shower or some other, a wedding shower. Ladies, get there. Guys, if you, it's a Jack and Jill one and you're looking for an out, call me. We'll go do something else. When there's opportunity, and I know we can't take every opportunity, but we're supposed to be with people, among people. You are the mouthpiece. You get to tell the good news. Now, Wednesday night, this class, and I'll just tell you where it's going. It's going to remove a lot of inhibition and a lot of anxiety for you because you feel like you've got to launch into this deep conversation and automatically lead some person to faith and they have to say the prayer. And I want you to know that there is ways to live out your faith, speak about Christ, that it's a very natural thing, and it's not a huge annoyance to the listener. And there's effective, subtle ways until the doors are open where you can share the fullness of Christ with somebody. And so, I want to encourage you to not be an island to yourself and be disconnected and just float in on convenience and quickly get back out to sea by yourself. I want you to continue to build relationship with people. We have got to be where people are and reaching people. Now, even in this context, I mean, we want to reach people, and even if they end up going to another church, that doesn't matter. Okay? It's about building His kingdom. His kingdom. His kingdom is bigger than this church. Oh, please, be bigger than this church. You know. And it's not about just denomination or affiliation. It's about people putting faith in Christ and growing in that faith and that they too become a light and share the light where people need it. That kind of grace and mercy that we've received, that we want to give and extend to others. And so I want to encourage you to really think about being with people and working some additional things into your routine to connect with new people because you carry the light of the gospel. You are His mouthpiece. Turn to the person next to you and say, "You are the mouthpiece." Go ahead, say it. You're the mouthpiece. It's going to come out of your mouth. This is not just the preacher's job. You are the mouthpiece. Now, you are other things in the body. You know, we have other giftings and things we feel directed and called and inspired to do, and we do those things. But listen, you are the mouthpiece. And you might feel shy or you don't know what to do. Listen, live your life in Christ before people. Listen, natural conversations about God can come out of your mouth where you're not hammering somebody over the head. You feel all this anxiety because you're going to mention God. You know, somebody can come and just open up to you, and they are concerned, I don't know, about their child or their mother or somebody, and they're worried and they're going through a hard time. And, you know, all you have to say is, you know what, thanks for trusting me and sharing that with me. I want you to know that I'm going to be praying for them. That's all you have to say. And immediately they know, oh, they believe in God. And they appreciate that someone would care enough to ask for divine help and divine intervention in something that affects their life or someone that they're close to. And on another visit or another occasion, another conversation may show up. And all of a sudden, these little things that just are so natural. See, I want you to know, if we live very natural, that, you know, comfortable, that our faith in Christ, we live and do good deeds in private when there's no audience, we talk right and think about God's word when there's no audience, it is so much easier to do it when there's an audience. Because you don't have to, like, try to put on a fake Christian face. Or like, oh, I'm going to evangelize now, so I have to, you know, put on a suit and grease my hair down and walk sideways, you know. Like, you don't have to do that. Because this is just a natural outflow of who you are and who you're becoming. And you don't have to try to strap on a new hat and then take it off and be somebody else. We're like this in private. It's very easy to be like this in public. Because you don't have to put on this fake thing. Or put on, well, I got to put on my work gloves now because I'm going to go and... No. This is an outflow of who we are in our private life and who we're becoming. And so now we share it. And we've got to be where people are. Listen, Paul writes it this way in Romans chapter 10. He poses some questions to us and he says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one who they have not heard about? And how can they hear unless someone goes and tells them? How can they believe in Christ if they have not heard of him? And how are they going to hear of him unless someone tells them? Somebody somewhere along the line told you. It was a family member, a friend. Maybe it was a preacher. Maybe somebody somewhere told you. It was a Sunday school teacher. Maybe it was vacation Bible school as a kid. I don't know. Maybe you were in jail and somebody came by and visited you. Maybe it was an inmate. I don't know where the settings of your life have been, but obviously, you know, you're here and somebody had to tell you. Listen, we can't fall into this way of thinking that, gee, you know, there's a church here on this marvelous intersection in our city and, you know, people drive by it and just because we're here, they're going to come in. You know, it's you know, we look at it like retail. If you open a store and open the door, you know, people are going to come in. Well, sometimes that's true. They'll come and check it out, or maybe you have a product that they're interested in or looking for, or whatever it is that retail store is selling. But don't think because there's a church on the corner that people are going to drive by and it's like a retail shop and they're just going to come in. I mean, it's not like we take out ads in the paper and say, hey, 10% sale off a tithe. Come here and we'll take 10% off of your, you know, your tithe. You know, come three times, get your little card punched, 50% off. You know, that's not what we do. So how will they know and how will they come unless you tell them. I mean, you know this. You don't have to, listen, you don't have to go get an MBA. You don't have to go to school for business to figure this out. What is the best way for sales to happen? Tell me. Yeah, word of mouth. There you go. Word of mouth. You are that mouth. You're it. You're the one that lights, you know, shines the light. You're the one that carries the good news. That's what we do. You're the mouthpiece. They're not going to just drive in here because the church is on the corner. Now, does that happen? Yeah, it does happen. But generally speaking, you were either already a believer looking for a home church. And I want you to know that finding a home church, it is not easy. Some of you have been part of a church for a long time. It is not easy. It is hard leaving a place, and it's hard finding a new place. For those who don't have a church background, or maybe their church background, you know, kind of ended a long time ago, it is not easy for them either. I mean, for people who walk into this building for the first time, they don't know what they're going to find. They don't know where to go in the building. They don't know if they're going to bump into somebody they know or not bump into somebody they know, or is everyone going to in the church going to be old? Listen, that's a concern. And it's not that they don't like old people. That's not the point. But is there anything fresh and new that's happening? And is there things for my kids? Is there things for my teenager? Do they do events? What do they offer? What's their music like? What's the building like? I wonder if they have pews. I'm just kidding, okay. Or the chairs. You know, they don't. What's the pastor like? And, you know, here they might meet him in the hallway or the lobby, and they have no idea that he's the pastor because he didn't wear a robe or a suit. Or who's the dude with cowboy boots on? You know, whatever. They don't. And there's a lot of apprehension. Where do I sit when I come in? All of these things. We got to be with people. We want to be an inviter. We don't want to be one who shares. You know, in Matthew chapter 9, and the verse isn't going to be up there, but it says that Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness. He went to where the people were. I mean, that's how he found you, right? You were there, so he went there. You were there, so his spirit went to you. You were there, so he sent someone to you. Got to go where the people are. There's a place that people are hanging out these days. And it's a place that I'm not real familiar with. You know, because I'm not real tech savvy. I'm, you know, my family right now is making jokes about me. Because where's Brock? Where's my son? You know, I took this video. No, I don't know what to do with it. You know, I took this picture, and how can I make my face funny like my kids do? You know, they have these programs where they do all kinds of, you know, well, I'm the old man, and they're all doing this to each other. Well, I want in on it, you know. I'm your family, aren't I? You know, So I'd learn a little bit of this and that and whatever, and then forget it and, you know, all of that. And I'm used to and going up, and I want you to know that I don't think anything will ever replace the high impact of being face-to-face in person. I don't think anything will ever replace that, okay? Communication, it reduces the risk. I'm not saying it removes all risk. It removes the risk of being misunderstood, okay? It's not that it can't happen, but it reduces the risk. It's not like coming home and finding a note on the table. Hey, Randy, would you? And I don't know if in that note, if this is something new and I was asked it the first time, or this is something that I was asked that I didn't pay attention to, and now a person in my house is aggravated with me. you don't know. It's like getting a text message. I don't know. I mean, I had one of the deacons here in the church, actually two of them. I was sending emails, and the font was large, and it was capitalized, and they wanted to know if I was mad at them, and I was yelling at them. And I was like, no, it's just large font. It's easier for me to read. They're thinking I'm yelling at them, because I guess when you enlarge your font, it's like, hey, And I'm like, no, it's just easier for me to read. I wasn't yelling at anybody, and I ain't mad at you, those kind of things. Whatever. You can misunderstand. Threads on social network. Somebody starts out and they say something, and it's just nice or whatever, and then somebody else says something. And then somebody else gets in on it, and all of a sudden this dialogue's gone on, and now people are getting a little rude and on edge and misunderstanding one another, and they're making something of something, and it all started out with somebody just saying, I went to the zoo, I was just telling people what I went to the zoo, and all of a sudden it turns into other people getting in there and turning it into who knows what, and all this strife and everything. So, I want you to know, we need to go where people are, but there's this new place, and the culture has changed. It doesn't take away from all the existing places we're familiar with, but there is this new gathering place. And if we're supposed to be where people are, this is where they're gathering. They're gathering on social network. And if people are gathering there, then out of an accountability to be called to people, we also have an addition of a new gathering place. Not forsaking the old, not taking away from face-to-face, going to my neighbor, shaking somebody's hand, going to talk to somebody. It doesn't take away from that. But in addition to that life, there's another gathering place where people are. And it's on social network. And I want you to know that I feel a conviction, because if that's a gathering place, then God's people need to show up there. And I'm not telling you that you have to all go out and get Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. So I'm not like, hey, let's all. What I'm saying to you is this. If that's a gathering place, then I want us as a church, because we have to give an account. If there are gathering places that we know of and we never show up there, we're not going to where the people are. And that's what we're called to go and do. Good deeds, shine light, share the good news. Be an example of who Christ is. So, I feel that we as a church need to have a presence there. I'll be real honest with you. A couple decades ago, when people were, back when they were doing, was there something before blogs? MySpace. Thank you. I knew I would ask the right person. MySpace. Then it went to, where people just kind of, I think they just kind of shared about their life and what they were doing and write a story every day, and everyone could go in and read it and be nosy. Be informed. And tongue in cheek. Okay, anyhow. So back when all this was happening, I just kind of looked at this as like, hey, that's kind of neat. That's kind of cool. But why does everybody have to know everywhere you've been today? To me, my attitude back then was kind of, this is kind of a waste of time. And why is that so important? you know. And I mean, I just, you know, that's the attitude I had. And so don't get mad at me. Let me finish the story because, you know, I've moved a little. Okay? I'm not saying we should waste our time. I'm just saying now is time has gone on and all these things have changed and it becomes a gathering place for people. And we're supposed to be where people go and where people are, though that this is kind of strange because, you know, they don't have a face. I mean, they have pictures, but we can't just dialogue back and forth. Now, I know that there's things like the Skype or other things like that where you can talk to one another or, you know, FaceTime on an iPhone, you know. Hey, and, you know, show me my grandson who lives in Georgia. He has mean parents. They would take him away from me. Anyhow, you know, through time, I see that this is a gathering place. And not all of it is meant for good and done good, but that's like anything. In and of itself, it's not evil. The evil is within us and how we express it and how we use things in our life. And I don't want you to get entangled and be a bad witness of Christ by being entangled in arguments and criticism and negativity and a spirit of this and a spirit of that and, you know, and be a part of that. That does not bring light to the world. Should you stand for your convictions? Yeah, but you should also communicate it appropriately and don't get caught up in, you know, meaningless arguments. Have the kingdom in mind of who you belong to and how you're supposed to be sharing good news and showing good deeds. And so anyhow, so this is a meeting place for people, and I feel as a church, we need to have a presence there of him and who we are. And so there has been a lot of work from some volunteers to continue to move our website along. And understand, back when websites started coming out and churches started using them, I'd look at them and go, I ain't into all that. Let's just, you know, spend time getting with people, you know. I just felt like, you know, people are trying to get famous and they're trying to get this. And I just, you know, frankly, I'm just not about that. Just let's stick, you know, keep our nose at home and let's do work and let's reach people. And I'm still about that. I think there's a faithfulness in that. But there's a part where God has moved me along and said, you know, if this is a gathering place, you are accountable. Just like other gatherings that people have. We can't make them all. But we need to be there. We need to be there. We need to show up here. We need to invite. We need, and once again, I can't do it all. But if there's people gathering here, then we need to have a presence and shine a light and give an opportunity for people to know Christ or have an opportunity to find out what the body of Christ is like. And so I want you to know, as you and I continue to go and meet people in the community, wherever we spend our time, and we begin to add something new to our routine, okay, something new, meet some new people, I want you to know that we as a body need to have a presence where people gather. And you may do this on your own. Just remember who you're representing. But we also as a church need to have a presence. And so I want to just go through a couple of things with you when we look at SpartaNewLife.com. Okay? That is our website, SpartaNewLife.com. And we want this to be meaningful. We want it to be simple. And we want it to be effective, fruitful. And I want you to know that over the last couple of years, I have heard from people who have come to visit. We came here because we found you on the web. Were you going to come check it out? Or, hey, you have something for teenagers. Or, hey, you have something for children. Or, I see, you know, and so they found something. Well, you know, we want to try to remove and minimize obstacles and barriers for people the best that we can. I mean, it still comes up to their own decision. I mean, the best way to experience this place and you is by people coming here. But you know, not everybody's just ready to take that leap anymore. And Maybe they have gone to a different church and they don't feel the, they feel guilty. Like, I haven't gone there for a long time. I don't get much. I'm kind of looking, but I can't just make myself go. And then what if somebody knows and it gets back? And how do I, you know, all these things that we burden ourselves with. Maybe some who are just looking for some hope somewhere. And they need something. And so I want us to have a presence there. Very simple presence, but hopefully fruitful. And so I bring this up because we have a few things that I want to draw your attention to. And if Sparta newlife.com is, you've never been there, I encourage you to go there. Now, some of you may never get on a computer. I get it. But there's a whole lot of you that do. You carry it with you. And I just want to point a couple things out to you so that you can, not just for your own benefit, but also to maybe give to someone else and say, you maybe invite them to church or say, you know what, I want you to check out my church's website. Just, you know, and if you, you know, if you're just apprehensive about coming, I want you to know that you can actually watch a service or you can listen to a message or you can see all the different ministries and you can see a calendar of events and they can kind of look at this and get familiar before they ever get here. And they may still never come, but maybe they just start to watch messages privately in their own home and life and the Holy Spirit starts to do something in them. I've gotten some emails and calls from people in faraway places that will never be here. Let's say I'm very rural. There's not a church within an hour of me. I found your website, and I've listened to the messages, and I just want to tell you thanks. It's about building his kingdom. I'm grateful for that. It's not just for those in the area, but for those in the area, if they don't have a home church or a spiritual life or connection, you know what? Maybe you, maybe this, maybe I can encourage them. And it becomes a contact, and we are fulfilling our call, our direction, sharing good news. And so, scroll down a little bit, if you would. It gives, you'll see celebration times. That's, and below this is events. This is what shows up. Every day, it'll kind of draw from the calendar of events that are happening or coming up. Today, it just talks about the service and the prayer meeting tonight. It's very simple. If you go up to the middle tab here, and you'll see banners across the top too, if you hit watch, you will be able to watch the message portion of services that we have archived. You can go back if you missed a Sunday. Or if there's a message you think would be encouraging to someone, you can send that to them, okay? You can send them the link. You can do these things. The other is, you know, the podcast. Those are just audio. And that archive is long because we were doing podcasts long before we were doing video. And so there's messages back there. Maybe for some of you who are newer to the church, you know, you've only heard message maybe in recent days. You might want to go back in the archives and find something. Or you were here on a Sunday and you can't remember what I said or what I missaid. And you need to check it out. And you can do that. It's there for you. It's there for others. The other thing that is very interesting, and this is not a new thing, but it's newer for us, and this is a way of getting information to people who may never initially come in the doors. It's just too big of a step for them. That they can actually find out what goes on in this room and kind of what it looks like on Sunday mornings. This service, 10:30 a.m. right now. There's people watching this. It's a live stream. So they can go to our website, wait for 10:30 a.m., and they can go to the live stream. And they can hear the music. They see how we do some announcements. For those who've never come here, maybe they go to another church and they just want to take in something different. This is a way for you, for ourselves to have a presence and make it available for people for their spiritual growth and development. To be an encouragement for them. They may navigate around the site and look at, you know, ministries that are offered. The original, if they scroll up to the original video that's on the homepage, you know, that there was that picture of me there. It's a video. It's very brief. It's just kind of welcoming people to the website. There's another one that's done that will get posted, and that one is more of an invitation to people. Kind of what we're about here and the principles we hold to. And an invitation for them to come and visit and what they're going to find here and the warmth that you give. You see, we need to go out where people are, but this is also a place where people are. But don't think for a moment that this is a retail space and just because we have a building, people are going to automatically come in. This is about reaching people. This is about loving people. This is about being committed to the Lord and to people. Where would you and I be if someone didn't tell us? Please stand with me all over this room. Keep having people over. Keep showing up in the marketplace. Keep building relationship personally with people. But there's also this added dimension of where people gather. And out of an accountability to God, to be where people are, they gather out there on social network. And I want the Lord, through us, to have a presence there for people in our area, people outside our area, but certainly people in our area. I'll be honest with you, they need, if they don't go somewhere, they don't know it necessarily, but they really need to come and experience, obviously the Lord, but I will tell you, they need to come and experience you. They need to come and experience you. You're not perfect, but I'm going to tell you this, you're terrific. You really are. I cannot tell you the number of people over the years who come here and they say, it's so friendly. It's so warm. And a lot of these people have we all have a history, but they have a dark history. They've got reasons, just like some of you in this room, some of us in this room, some of us on this platform, mostly me, that they'd have every reason to make a judgment and throw a stone. And they come in here and they find a grace. And they find a mercy in your hello, in you taking a few minutes to have coffee with them, in your couple of minutes to invite them to sit with you, your moment of introducing yourself. You have no idea about their history. And when they come into that warmth and that grace and the sincerity that you express, they need to meet you. They need to meet you. Because in meeting you, they get a glimpse, a taste of your master. And when he's present, everything in our life can change. Everything in their life can change. Go to where people are and bring them in.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.